BJW Mobile.
KO4 CEM Mobile.
Drew, how you doing? You been flying any lately?
I wish I would have, but every time I plan to go, it's either too windy or I just got something else going on and can't make it. Other than that, I'm doing all right. On my way home, fighting traffic on 85. How are you doing?
I ain't flying either. So neither one of us are doing what we prefer. We're doing what we have to instead. I've cleaned out the upstairs attic to make room for stuff that's in my airplane room so I can get my elbow space back in there so I can go back to building some airplanes. It's just too crowded in there to build airplanes. So you got to throw some stuff away eventually up in the attic so I can move the stuff that's in my way in the airplane room up to the attic.
Got a plan together, that way you can get your room back.
And I'm making steady progress. That's not as fast as it would have been if I was still in my 20s, but it's still progress.
Yeah, shoot, my boys are 14 and 11, and I'll recruit the 14-year-old to climb up in the attic now, so I like that. It works out pretty good for them.
I know how that works. When I was about that age, maybe a little older, my cousin and I put up my dad's 70-foot tower in the backyard. We had our belts strapped around the tower, him on one side, me on the other, and a rope, and we'd pull up a section, and we'd be holding it by the bottom with four hands on three poles, and we'd line it up and set it down and bolt it and then climb that and then tie our belts around that section at the top and hoist the next section up, and kept doing that till we got 70 feet up there.
Whenever you're younger, I don't think I'd be willing to do anything like that nowadays.
Way I could do that now, but I didn't even think twice about it. And you know, when we got to the top, that thing would sway like a foot and a half, 2 feet in each direction. So I did kind of pause when I look at my cousin's shoulder and I'd look at the tree behind him, you know, and I'd see us going back and forth, his shoulder going back and forth across that backdrop, and I'd think, this thing is bending a lot. I didn't even think about it until then.
Yeah, I mean, back then you just didn't think anything about doing anything like that, but nowadays, man, you got to be worried about climbing a little ladder. That way if something happens, you know, then you miss work or something like that and it costs you money.
That won't heal back the way that they were originally. You know, it's never, you know, after broken bones, it's never as good as the original equipment, W4DJW.
Yeah, you're definitely right there. I've been fortunate. I haven't done that, and I'd like to avoid it the rest I can.
But I do have a shoulder that hurts when it's going to rain. I was going down the stairs really fast, and I got ahead of myself and landed on a marble floor in the airport on a shoulder and messed it up. And that's the only serious injury I've ever had all my life, so I guess that's not too bad, knock on wood.
I hear you. As long as you keep it that way, that's the thing. So what's your plans for your first build once you get your room done? You got anything in mind?
Make them not complete. I've got a Shrike. It's a flying wing. And I got a motor in it, as opposed to an engine. It used to have an engine. Well, yeah. They come with the engines. I had an engine on it, and I took the engine out and made it into a motor, electric. So that's, it's like a big flying wing, but it's pretty fast. It's called a Shrike. I've also got one of Bert Rutan's Quickie Canard. It looks like the front wing, the back wings go up, and they're up top, and they're behind the canopy, and they go up with dihedral. And the front wing is the elevator, and it's under your feet, under the pilot's feet, and it has anhedral. So it kind of, from the back, it looks kind of like a dragonfly flying. I got a new motor on it, took the electric, took the gas or nitro engine off of it and put a electric motor. So I got to test that one out. And just and also want to build some of the old competition style planes. They were just fun for knocking around. One of them's called the Miss Martha. And that was a fun fly competition airplane. So I want to build a couple of those. But I can't ever do what I want to do because there's just too much junk in the build room.
Yeah, well, if you get any of those built, I'd definitely like to see see, whenever you get those up in the air, you need to let me know, because I would definitely like to see that.
Yeah, building, I usually did more building than I did flying anyway, but I could knock out an airplane in 40 hours, which might take me 2 weeks to get that 40 hours in, when you're working a full-time job. And nowadays, it's like 6 months to get anything done, and I'm not even working another job, so I got to turn that around.
Yeah, completely. I've charged my batteries up so many times, it ain't funny, because, I go through getting them all charged up, ready to go, and then something comes up, or I look outside, and the wind's blowing, so I'm just... you got to put them back in storage mode, you can do it again. So it's been something every single weekend or out of town or whatnot. But I'd like to get back out to the field and do some flying again. But especially the glider, man, I love that thing. That's a fun little airplane I bought. I'm glad I purchased it, though. I can't remember what it is, but then I got the original Bixler that I bought as well. And that's a fun plane to fly. I just ain't got enough batteries to fly it with. I need some more Velcro for it. But I need to get that thing back up in there. KO4CEF.
Sorry, it was my time at the window. I had to order. But I didn't know you had a Bixler. I know you were thinking about getting a Bixler. Those were kind of fun. They fly kind of like a glider.
So I guess Larry had bought some off of somebody. He was trying to slim down his number of planes, and I felt like the price was too good. So it's not the newer Bixler. I think it's the first model, I guess. It's kind of the green and yellow color or something like that. So, and I don't think it's quite as new, but I mean it flies really good. You can tell the prop. I can see why you upgraded your prop on yours, but. But it's a fun flying plane. I only had one battery with the Velcro that I needed for it versus what I used for my other plane. So I had to start modifying some of them, and I can get some more batteries that'll run in it.
Right, those are fun to fly airplanes. I had mine out there one time where I could turn the rudder a little bit to the right. And it would fly circles to the right, and then I could just bump the rudder to the left, and set the throttle at a constant position. And it wouldn't climb or descend. It would just kind of drift with the wind going in circles whichever way you left the rudder, one way or another. Because, the servos and the mechanism isn't that expensive. I mean, they're not very precise, so they don't always go back exactly to neutral. When you're coming back from the left or you're coming back from the right, it stays a little left or stays a little right. And that made it kind of fun because, you could just, it was flying it like a glider. That's the same way you fly a glider. Just really, really fun to fly.
Fun plane. I've only got it up in the air maybe twice since I bought it. And then I ended up buying the Concendo, I think it is. It was the first one, not the newer one as well. So it's a little older, but I mean that thing's got a 13 milliamp hour battery in it. It runs forever. I mean you get it up in the air and just glide it around for a while, and the only way I can run the battery down is to really put it under power for a while. If I'm ready to go and I want to run it down, I'll just turn the throttle up and just let it fly like a normal plane instead of gliding it around. But, it'll last forever.
And if I go away again, I'll be at window number 2 of 2 because I'm second in line for number 2 of 2, just so you know what's going on. But that reminds me of the days that I used to go out to Western Carolina Radio Club and fly out there down toward Woodruff. And I'd go out early in the morning. Right after the sun was coming up, there'd still be dew on the grass, and the glider pilots would come out there at the same time. They'd have winches. They'd have like a car starter with a car battery at one end of the field and a rope stretched all the way across the field, and they'd launch with that winch. They'd have a foot pedal for that car starter, and it had a pulley on the end of it and everything, and it would winch them way up in the sky, and they'd winch up. We'd all get there about the same time. I was doing competition flying, practicing to get better and better and better at it. They were going out there for glider flying, so they would winch up before I started flying, Once they got up in the air, I would fly like a dozen flights. I'd fly a half a gallon of fuel out and doing touch and goes, doing the competitive maneuvers that I would do. And then I'd pack up and have to leave. They'd still be in the air from that first launch when I left. They'd have lawn chairs stretched out and smoking a pipe in their lawn chair, watching their airplane. And it'd start drifting a little bit too far away. They'd correct it and they'd bring it back. And it'd start drifting too far away. They'd correct it again. And they'd sit there for 4 hours flying off one winch, one launch with one winch. It was, gliders can do that if you can find a thermal.
Easy to think about. I've hit a couple good thermals whenever I was out there last time, and you know trying to get back to it, that was the hard part. And so I mean, I kept it up for a good little while one time, but I don't think it was anything like that. I've never had it up that long, but it's probably not as big as those kind of gliders to. That some of those guys use, but those are really neat. I've seen some of the bigger ones that are just having super long wingspan, and those guys just get it up there and just see how long they keep it up. To me, that's a lot of fun because it's challenging to try to figure out how you can keep it up there long enough, find the thermals to do lift. But I don't know what kind of luck I'll have once it gets a little bit cooler, though.
But the more you like it, the easier it is, right? The more addiction you have to it. You have to be careful because it's like a drug. You can get addicted to it. But that was pretty cool. There's free sky radio. I don't know if you've ever done full-scale gliding or seen how that works, but when you're in a glider or you're going up, you can't really tell if you're in a thermal or not because you can't feel it because everything around you is going up, air and everything. It's like space-time continuum. Expanding. You don't really know you're expanding because everything else is expanding too. But they've got a whistler called, hang on just a minute, it's my turn up at the window. I'll be back. I'll tell you about that whistler. W4DJW.
Yeah, standing by.
DJW, I'm free from the window now. You still there?
AO4CEF.
Full scale glider, you don't know. You know, you don't get the sensation that you're in a thermal when you're in a thermal, or that you're in a downdraft when you're in a downdraft. So what they do is they have an altimeter that squeals. It has a whistle swing sound, and the pitch of the whistle is going up while your altitude is increasing, and the pitch of the whistle is going down while it's decreasing. Well, Free Sky Radio, they make tons and tons of sensors for your airplane, like how fast am I flying, where's my location, you know, what's the humidity up here, what's the temperature, that all kinds of stuff like that. What's the temperature of my radio? What's the RPM of my motor? What's the current on my battery? Just tons and tons of them. One of them is one called a Vary Sense or something like that, a variometer. And I was reading in the post where people were talking about it all the time. I never knew what that thing was until I saw somebody flying with one. And when, sure enough, when they would fly through a thermal, it would just like the full-scale gliders, it would squeal and it would increase in its squeal and pitch while it was going up. And then when it came out the other side of the thermal, it would come back down. So that's a real advantage that never was around before for people flying gliders. That way you know exactly when your glider, and it relays that information down to your transmitter, and your transmitter's doing the whistling. So you can tell, you know, by the sound from you on the ground, can tell whether it's in a thermal going up or not. Just really, really neat stuff.
Neat. I wouldn't even know what to do with all that, but that's really cool. I think if I ever get to a point to where I'm learning the servos and how to do all that, that's when I may eventually upgrade to the FR Sky stuff. And really, I think that'll be a whole rabbit hole to go down, though. That's the downside, where right now the benefit of the Spectrum is, you know, just kind of plug and play. But then at the same time, I'm not really learning anything as far as the servos and a lot of the settings. Some of it, but not a lot, so... That's going to be a rabbit hole I will definitely have to go down one day. I'm just not doing it yet.
Like I did, and wait too long. I've got a drawer full of receivers, Spectrum receivers, probably, I don't know, probably a few thousand dollars worth of receivers that I'll never use again. I should have changed her earlier than I did. I forget what, something tipped me over. I think a video about the free sky, and I just tried it, and I really, really liked it. So then I went full board and started converting everything just because it's a good solution. And because I'm a ham radio operator, I can do 900 megahertz and 2.4 gigahertz simultaneously. I'm doing spread spectrum on both of them at the same time. So if you get in a condition where one works better than the other, the one that's working the best is the one that's controlling the airplane. And that's fantastic. I never dreamed that they would ever come up with something that great. But anyway, I'm here at home, and I'm going to go in the house and eat. Happy weekend. I hope you make it home safely and in no time. Have a good weekend. W4DJW.
Appreciate you keeping me company. I'm actually pulling into the neighborhood now, so that's good timing right there. But hopefully we'll see you out on the field before long. It definitely won't be this weekend since it's raining, but maybe at some point in time. You have a good one. 73KO4CF, and I will be clear.